This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Musk errors add to the mess in India. Picking up a copy of the Times of India while waiting for Acorns Indian organizing directors for another session of our annual meeting, there were several articles on how Elon Musk and his Department of Governmental Inefficiency, DOGE, the dog, has supposedly uncovered a grant for $21 million from a division of the United States Agency for International Development to increase voter turnout in India's recent election. On the U.S. side, this was just another of the throw-it-up-against-the-wall efforts of the Musketeers to justify their mayhem of firing, freezes, and fractures of the U.S. government. On the India side, it was another opportunity for the ruling BJP far-right communalist governing party to rant about its litany of grievances and long hate of USAID. Somewhat typically, this is simply coup counting for both sides of the world, while the facts about this tempest in a teapot are wholly different. The Washington Post actually tried and succeeded as best as they could with what little and real data from DOGE they had to work with to prove this was all another Musk mess of sloppy balderdash. As they report, the alleged $21 million to be spent in India was mentioned as part of a larger $486 million payment to the Consortium for Elections and Political Process Strengthening, CEPPS, a USAID-funded consortium of nonprofits dedicated to advancing and supporting democratic practices and institutions in more than 140 countries since 1995, according to an archived version of its website, taken down soon after Trump took office. There is no report of a CEPPS program matching Dog's description in India, according to people familiar with the organization's work. CEPPS did have a $21 million USAID contract, not for India, but for neighboring Bangladesh. To the credit, the Times of India has also tried to turn back the tide of BJP and Indian government and politicians drum beating on this falsehood by raising the likelihood that the money had actually gone to Bangladesh, not India at all, but as the Post inferred, the damage was likely done. The Narendra government, Modi government, like the new Trump government, has been at war with their government employees over issues of loyalty to their extreme programs, so this was fuel for the fire. That this issue is all about simply taking another whack at long-standing, unproven grievances and score settling became clearer as the Post looked at other BJP claims. The BJP head of information and technology accused India's previous opposition-led government of handing over the entire Election Commission of India to foreign operators, but that too was misleading. IFES was contracted by India's Election Commission to develop a curriculum on election management, according to a person familiar with the terms of the agreement. It was really boring work, the person said, and ultimately the Election Commission of India approved every single line of the curriculum IFES designed. The IFES course material has been used by India not for its own elections, but to train electoral officials from around the world. On its website, the Election Commission boasts of having trained 69,362 election officials from 109 countries. ECI has always championed the need for international cooperation among democracies, the Commission website reads. A post-review of public documents shows the 2012 agreement with IFES was updated as recently as August 2020 at the behest of Indian officials chosen by Modi's administration. S.Y. Qureshi, who initiated the collaboration with IFES and set up the Training Institute as India's chief election commissioner between 2010 and 2012, said in a statement that the accusations circulating in India were completely false and malicious. The Post is being too prim and proper, or maybe they just try and not have the story pulled by its owner, Amazon mega-billionaire Jeff Bezos, as has become so frequently. Calling this misleading is putting lipstick on a pig. These are all lies, pure and simple. Another favor that one wannabe autocratic government in the U.S. is providing for an already autocratic regime in India. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.